Adigo operator.
Joined.
Nick.
Joined.
Anybody there?
Matias.
Joined.
Honey.
Cheryl.
Here we are again.
Joined.
Matias.
Left.
Oh, well, we put him off, didn't we?
No, I'm still here.
Interesting.
Oh, okay. I thought it was perhaps one of those clones that we did.
Miss Allenson, pick ISOC.
Joined.
Seb.
Joined.
I note we don't have an agenda up under the meeting notes for this particular group.
I show one.
Heidi.
Joined.
You don't see it? I see an agenda, Cheryl.
Oh, I'll just refresh. Just be new.
It's very brief.
Joined.
Matias.
Joined.
Fascinating. Last time I clicked that button, it gave me the edit to put your own text in here. Never mind. Happy to see it. Thank you. Seeing as it is a boilerplate agenda, I was surprised I couldn't find it. Yeah.
Ego.
Joined.
Just while you're all joining, it would be excellent if everyone could join the Adobe Connect room for this meeting.
You don't be kidding.
Could you send a link for that?
Perhaps you can mention where everyone finds the Adobe Connect room link.
Yeah, the link is, you can find it on the agenda page and on the working group page.
Oh.
And I will also send it by Skype to those who are on Skype.
Advantage of joining the Connect room is that you then have a continuation of chat and also a shared whiteboard for discussion. Connect room can then stay as an ongoing room through the preparatory meeting of your working group, as well as during the summit activities. who was nominally heading up this working group? Was it Steph?
Fatih, Mata and Hawa.
Mata and Hawa, do we have those on the call?
We have Hawa with us.
Okay. How would Hawa like to proceed now?
One moment. Yes, she's trying to get into Adobe Connect. 1 second.
On a technical note, this call has three-way interpretation because there are three languages. The English call is effectively in the middle of the two calls. If somebody is speaking on the Spanish or the French call, it has to go through English to get to the other language group at the other end. It's a bit like a chain. If it may turn out that it is difficult to have the meeting chaired from Spanish or French, and I just wanted to let everyone know about this.
Okay, and Matthias, how I need the username and pass information for the Adobe Connect room?
I already sent her a link. She only has to click on the link.
Yeah, but the answer, she puts Awa and she say go in, and she doesn't need any specific name or login on password.
Yeah, it's free for everybody.
And Fatimata is with us now, so give me 1 second.
Thank you.
Nick, can you tell me where the link is on the teleconference page?
Yeah, I found it a challenge earlier this morning. You just keep scrolling down and eventually you find it.
I find the Adobe Connect room link directly under where it says interpretation, EN, ES, and FR. And above.
Sorry, how embarrassing.
That's all right. The wikis look considerably different this week than they did last week, which is probably also making things more interesting.
And it's a very good improvement. Thank you, Nick, and staff, and everybody.
Should we start the meeting now, then?
Yes, please, go ahead. Yes. Fatimata or Hawa, all yours.
So, first of all, hello to everybody from both of us over here. And first of all, I would like to know, is everything going well with the fire?
I guess it's in Australia, she's asking Cheryl about that, I guess.
So Cheryl,
I am not at the French channel, but...
So how is the fire that's happening in Australia? How is that going?
I discussed this with you in Skype later. It is not affecting locally in my area, but it is an enormous tragedy for my country. Thank you for your concern.
Very well. So,
Seb.
Left.
Go ahead and start the meeting in that case. Hawa, if you could please read the agenda. 1 second. Unfortunately, I'm not near a computer, so.
That does make it difficult.
1 second. in this region, we do not have internet connection, unfortunately. So I'm actually leaving for the United States from the 27th on. So I do have a meeting in the United States that's very important. So, and just so you guys know, in the English channel, we haven't actually formally started yet.
Joined.
Still trying to pull up the agenda.
If you like, I can read the agenda.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Nick. It's just to make clear to everyone, yes, Cheryl is on this call, but I am just speaking because the working very important that everyone realises I'm just working, although it's very hard for me not to get a call. Please, Nick, go ahead.
Nick, I can't hear a word being said.
Cheryl was just noting that she's not here. She's here ex officio, not to chair the meeting, but she is attending the working group meetings, all of them.
And just so you know, Cheryl from Fatimata, everybody has to participate. We don't want any just observers here.
Fine, I'll go out. Bye.
Cheryl.
Left.
For suggested agenda items.
Alors donc pour l'ordre du jour.
We have election of a permanent chair.
Nous avons donc
two
tout d'abord l'élection du président.
Got the audio backwards.
Président.
Sorry,
thank
you. The election of a permanent chair, two vice chairs, and a rapporteur. The second item being what background material and additional briefings are needed to start working on the working group's statement. And third, how will the draft statement be developed and when will it be published? Could we also perhaps know how many attendees are on the Spanish channel and who they might be for the record of the meeting? And on the French channel, and the English channel, for that matter.
Yes, we have Silvia Leite from Brazil.
And we have
Christian Casas from Argentina.
Okay, and in the French channel, we have Hawa Fatimata and Naomi.
On the English channel, I'm Carlton, I'm listening.
And Nick, Matthias, and probably Heidi.
Yes.
Do we have any other
joined
channel?
We also have Sergio Salinas from Argentina and Antonio from Colombia. Antonio Mendez, I think, is trying to get in, but he says that he only listens to music. Okay, Antonio is in.
Well, very well. So we have five with Cheryl and then six with the staff. Is that what it is? So if everybody is in agreement with the agenda, we can then... okay, is everybody in agreement with the agenda, first of all? Do we have any objections for the agenda? Anybody in the English channel, any objections for the agenda?
No, no objection, Carlton.
Anyone
no
in objection. Spanish?
So I think that we can then start in that case. So who is going to assume the presidency, the vice presidency, and for the secretary? Now, mind you, there will be two vice presidents and a secretary. So who wants to be president and who wants to be vice president and who wants to be secretary?
Joined.
I'm sorry, who just joined?
Okay, so me, Fatimata, I can assume the role as president, if you want.
Desi.
Joined.
Hello, Desi Griever is online.
Hello, Desi.
Hello.
Okay, and then...
Lutz Dornhaker here.
Good evening, Lutz.
Hello. Okay, so now on the other channels, English channel, do we have any other proposals for president, vice president? And for the secretary, does anybody have anything to say in regards to that?
I will stand for vice chair.
And who is this, Carlton. I'm sorry?
This is Carlton Samuels.
Very well. Any offers for secretary?
If I may, this is the Spanish channel. Carlos Salinas hasn't been able to join, and apparently he wants to postulate himself to one of the positions.
I'm sorry, as one of the...
Carlos Salinas wants to postulated for one of the positions, but he hasn't been able to join.
And that's, who is trying to join? I'm sorry.
Well,
Carlos,
if I may,
Sergio,
as we're waiting.
Sergio Salinas Porto.
Yeah.
He's been trying to join, he says, and he wants to be considered for one position. The only problem is we don't know which position.
Apparently, he just, I've been told that he wants to be nominated for president of Group 1.
Okay, so then in regards to point number two, because obviously the position for secretary is also important.
If I may, Fatimata?
Yes.
I think for technical reasons, it won't really work for a call to be chaired from a non-English channel because... The three calls are like a chain,
yes.
And you're speaking from one end of the chain. So you speak in French, it's translated into English, and then from English into Spanish. And by the time the Spanish channel is able to hear you and reply, and it get translated back into English and then into French, you have moved on, and I think it will cause problems. So as you're a good English speaker, may I suggest that you move to the English channel for this call?
Lutz Dornhaker.
Left.
Very well.
Fatima,
I can do that. I don't have a problem.
Am I to understand Fatima is standing for chair?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, she asked to, she and Hawa volunteered to be interim chairs until a chair could be elected.
Okay.
So she's chairing on that basis.
I mean, you know, of course, if there are any objections, then, you know, that's a different thing, but...
Fatima, are you moving channels?
Very well. One second.
left.
Okay, what's the what? Okay, 1 second. We're calling Fatimata back to put her in the English channel, okay?
Okay.
Joined.
Yes.
Hello. Sorry about that.
Hello, Nick. Hi, Cheryl.
If you had heard what was happening with the delay between interpreting.
I understand, Nick. No problem. I understand. Yeah. So, do we have a secretary now?
Well, we have a couple of proposals from the Spanish channel. Sergio Salinas Porto would like to stand for either chair or vice chair. I'm not completely clear because they've been trying to reach him and getting a fast busy on his telephone line.
Okay.
And Carlton has offered to stand for one of the vice chair positions.
Okay.
We still do we? Desi, are you still here?
Yes, I am here.
That's Desi from ISOC Bulgaria.
Okay.
Soon with her new husband to be a house guest at my place for the weekend. Carlton, we had Lutz Donahuk of Urelo, but I think he's disconnected. And do we have anyone else on this channel?
Okay, so in the French channel we have, well, myself, for the chair, Awa for vice chair, and you have Carlton for vice chair too?
Yeah.
But we don't have a secretary.
No, we don't have a rapporteur yet.
Rapporteur, yes.
Well, Carlton would be a very good candidate for that, says Hawa.
Yeah, Carlton would be great. So.
All right. Yeah. Anytime you're ready. Just, I have four of us out there. All right. You got the thing? You're leaving it today.
Okay. Right. Should we move on and then decide later who would be the secretary? My fear is that I can get disconnected anytime. I'm in a kind of village.
Me too.
Yeah.
I had no power earlier, by the way. And
yeah.
I live in France, so there you go. It seems that there are several people more. There are several more candidates than we have.
Yeah. Okay.
My thought is perhaps that the offices could be discussed on the list. Perhaps a compromise.
Yes.
Could be arranged.
Okay. Yes, that should be done. I think that's a good idea.
Otherwise, I'm afraid we may spend much of the call discussing the office.
Yeah, really. Yeah, so let's do it online, but, you know, without me, because I won't have any connection. I'll be here for, like, 2 to 3 days, so...
Well, it's okay. We you know, we know that you would like to stand. And,
okay.
And there's much to recommend someone who is able to speak fluent French and English.
I was thinking the same thing.
for one of these positions, I don't want to interfere in any elections, but...
No, it's just plain common sense, Nick.
We could use a Spanish and English teacher, speaker also, maybe. And,
yes, that's good.
I was about to say that the best person for this work group would be somebody as president, as chair, would be somebody who's multilingual.
Yeah.
Yes.
And certainly Fatima fills the thing for me. She speaks French and English.
Is that Carlton?
Yes, it is Carlton.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Fatima. So
yes.
I was thinking that, you know, we need to at least have a consensus about some of the qualities that we would wish to have in the chair. And in this specific situation, I think somebody it should be a core requirement that the person is multilingual.
Yeah.
That's my feeling on it. I don't know how anybody else feels, but that's what I feel.
Yeah, I think that's a good criteria.
And then perhaps we will be able to come up with one or two others who are good English and Spanish speakers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the vice chair, you could, you know, fling along. But quite frankly, it has to be somebody who, you know, the chairperson has to be somebody who understands and speaks at least two languages very well.
And I'm seeing notes from in chat that Sergio is also bilingual, so I feel sure that we will have a great set of officers in whatever, and I'm sure that there will be enough work to go around with a subject this broad.
Yes. I specifically want to ensure. I tell you what my interest is right now, if you all don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
It seems to me that we consistently misunderstand the role of ICANN with respect to the whole business of internet and governance and so on. And therefore the remit within which that large group could articulate with our ICANN. And I think there's consistently confusion about what is the role of that large in ICANN. And I think sometimes we are interposed between a misunderstanding of ICANN's role within the whole internet sphere. And therefore, the remit within which the at-large would have some kind of influence. I think we need to go back to first terms. I am very concerned that we are throwing in all kinds of things within the ICANN remit that is not probably ICANN's. And that's a concern that I have.
This is Sergio. May I say something? Nick?
Yes?
Yeah, this is Sylvia speaking. If, you know, 50% of the group is formed by people who speak Spanish, so I wouldn't find any problem if the chairperson speaks only Spanish, given that we're going to have translators or interpreters.
Are you asking me this question? Or?
No, what you're saying is that they would prefer to speak only Spanish. It wouldn't be a problem because you have translation.
Are we still talking about the members?
That was a point from the Spanish channel about the
qualifications
of officers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have a let me tell you why I think in principle the chairperson, if the chairperson is fully bilingual, why that helps. Oftentimes when you have translated interventions, sometimes the sense of what is being said and the sense of the room gets lost in the translation or in the conveyance of that sense to the chairperson who's supposed to be running the session. I think it adds to the fluidity of the meeting and to the responsiveness of the chair. If the chair is immediately conversant with more than one language, whether it's Spanish or French and English, English is always given, but whether it is Spanish or French, I don't care. What I care about is that you reduce the lag time to translation. I mean, just a while ago, you see what happened with the translation.
Yeah.
It doesn't work very well when you are managing a meeting. It really does not work very well. And anybody who's ever been in, and I've been in hundreds of these meetings, you have translation and if the chair is multilingual and the chair can stay ahead of the translation, it makes for a better meeting. That is just a fact.
Desi speaking, I think this is a very reasonable argument and I would support that.
Yep. Me too.
This is Silvia, if I could. Siga, Silvia. Nick, I understand that this would be an advantage, the fact that the chairperson be multilingual. If the chairperson speaks all the languages. Unfortunately, in group one and group two, that doesn't happen. And the fact that Sergio could be the chairperson, that would be helpful because he knows the language of half the participants of these groups. I know that this is not a prerequisite to be bilingual, but I think it'll be an advantage to have Sergio Salinas as president, because if the chairperson is only a person who speaks only English, we have the same situation. The English speaking person will have to wait for the translator in the same fashion.
You know, and this is just from Howard's point of view. I mean,
Hello?
I thought Can everybody hear me in the other channel, first of all, because there's...
I'm hearing you.
Okay. I just wanted to say that, you know, I thought we had already discussed this issue. I think that at this point we should deal with the other issues in question.
What's the matter with her? I don't think she is.
We may have lost her.
Yeah, I don't think she is.
No, I'm here, Carlton.
Okay. Well, the question was whether or not we would take a given that one of the requirements of the chair by consensus, that if it would be advisable if the chair was bilingual.
Yeah, you know, I supported you.
Yeah, I think it just makes sense.
Yeah, I supported you. That's why I'm not saying anything more.
If I may, this is Sergio. Can I say something? Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Sí, Sergio, diga, siga. You know, this is a situation. First of all, good morning or good afternoon. This is a very uncomfortable situation because. We're talking whether it is convenient for me to be the chairperson or not. It is very uncomfortable, this situation, to discuss or that a person needs to speak in both languages when the same thing is not required to those who speak English. And this seems to be like looking down on those who don't speak English, and particularly somebody who speaks English and who knows about the nomination of one country over another one. So, I don't want to emphasize this topic, but I would like to emphasize the importance, and this is stated in the Declaration of the Freedom of Individuals in Article 8, in which everyone has to have opportunities and not being discriminated against, particularly when this person has to deal with issues that had to do with government and matters of that, or such a matter. And that's why it is important that we should have somebody who speaks either Spanish or somebody who doesn't necessarily speak English. Not necessarily has to be myself or none of us. It could be anybody. We don't need
something?
To have somebody who speaks English only.
I think, Brother Sergio, can I just say something? Because I feel very strongly about this, because it's been...
Carlton.
Yes.
If I may, Christian had his hand up in the Adobe Connect room asking to speak slightly before you. So perhaps we should let, it's up to you, Fatimata, but perhaps we should let him go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm trying to keep track of a speaking order, but it's difficult with multiple interfaces.
Yeah, Carlton, you have something else to say?
Yes, I just want to make it clear that it's not about discrimination at all. I will take the hit that I probably have fought for multi-language rights harder than anyone else on this channel, with the exception of Nick, of course. So it's not about the multi-language rights at all, and I don't want this to look like it's a discrimination against the... What? It is a simple matter of how you conduct meetings, and from experience, you always go with experience. I am saying that if you look at the meetings that have been held, and given what happened just now, you will find out that the chair especially, just the chair, if the chair is multilingual, at least bilingual, there is an advantage to making the meeting run efficiently. I really do think that is hardly arguable. It's not about...
Fatimata.
Left.
It's not about making a choice between and discriminating against language. I understand Spanish very well. I speak some Spanish, but I would not put myself up as a multilingual speaker. I'm just saying, and anyone, it would be, it would make sense for you to have a multilingual, at least a bilingual chair, especially for this conversation, at large involvement in ICANN. I think it is important, not just a single language speaker. It is multi-language we're talking about. For the chair, we're not talking about discriminating. As a matter of fact, I am willing to stand down as for vice chair to make it absolutely clear that the, my only interest in this is to make the thing work and work efficiently. So I am officially standing down for vice chair. But I will insist that for the management of the meeting, ICANN participation, at large engagement in ICANN, and all that it entails, it would work very well, much better, if we had a chair that was multilingual, at least bilingual. And I mean speak very well. That's all I'm saying. And I think that is not subject to contradiction.
I think we've... Fatimata has lost her connection. We're trying to get her back. I know that Christian is waiting to speak, so and has been waiting to speak. So in the interim, since Fatimata, when she is on, is not connected to the internet and cannot see... as I can, when you all raise your hand. So in her absence, if I may just ask Christian to go ahead. Is he is on the Spanish channel, I gather.
Okay. Christian. Yes, I'm here. Basically, I am supporting the motion of Sergio. And recall you, and make you remember that the Declaration of Human Rights, although these are international instruments of human rights, and all these international pacts were done by functionaries and officers of other parts of the world, and they work with their translators, and somehow they could work properly in all the activities. In such a case, I can, in my opinion, it is a Latin person who should be appointed. It's not a requirement for this person to be bilingual. This is an opportunity that you could give to a person. I don't see any rules from ICANN in which the language topic is a prerequisite. So given the time that Mr. Sergio Salinas has been working, his responsibility, is my understanding that he should be the chairperson. That's all.
Hawa is next on the speaking list. I would just like to implore all the attendees to realize that we are 45 minutes into a teleconference and have yet to discuss the subject of the working group or anything about its work. And so I just would ask you all to keep this in mind. That Hawa, over to you.
Thank you very much, Nick. And that was exactly my concern. We are wasting time on something that we had already discussed, more or less. you know, make your propositions. We have proposed Fatemata. I have proposed myself as a candidate as well as vice president. We had proposed Carlson as a secretary. But you know, we can validate this elsewhere and then continue with the discussions later. You know, whether the person's bilingual or not, you know, we'll have time to actually validate whatever candidate that we have to continue. And Nairobi would like to say something now?
I believe you're next in the speaking queue.
This is Sergio. Can I say something?
You're next. I just typed a proposal into the Adobe Connect room, which is that all those who wish to be officers of this working group, perhaps they could have a conference call between them and work out a set of officers for the working group separately, so that we could actually move on to the subject.
Yeah, I know.
Because I can't help myself, and yes, I have been lurking at Cheryl Langdon or here, I'll just point out that with the lack of representation in this working group from Asia Pacific, I think it's important for you to note that if you're going down the pathway of bilingual or trilingual requirements for chairs of this working group or Carlton for the effective management of work within ICANN from at large, you are not going to be limited, if Asia Pacific has anything to do with it, to simply Spanish and English and French being those languages. Be very cautious what you ask for, because you may very well just get it and you might have a French and Hindi bilingual chair of this working group put forward. I'll go back to lurking now, and do hope that you'll get on to substantive matters.
I believe we have four people who have proposed themselves as officers. Sergio, Fatemata, Hawa, Carlton, and also, did you say something, Desi, or am I missing? I seem
well,
to have
if you need, Desi speaking, if you need more people who would help the process, like in the position of vice chair or facilitating anyhow the process, I would like to volunteer, yeah.
Matthias.
Left.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Desi speaking. I would like also to... we were talking first about requirements of the chair being multilingual, and we were talking about much more like... advice that multilingual chair would help the process. What we are talking about, requirements or advice, advantage?
Well, can I say what my thinking was again? I was thinking that it's in a working group situation where you have contending, and this working group will I expect that there's going to be a lot of contentious debate. To my mind, and this is what I have as background, to my mind, someone who was multilingual, when I speak of multilingual, I meant one of the three major languages of the UN group, that would be a better facilitator.
Joined.
Of the discussion, a free-flowing discussion. If you, even with translation, sometimes just in getting the sense of what is said in the room will help you to facilitate much better if you yourself had an organic ability to understand and gather the sense out of what is being said. It seems to me that it would help with the fluidity of the management of the working group, and this is a working group where this subtopic is going to be a contentious topic. I can well tell, even from now, I can tell you that. So that was my thinking. Now, if the sense is that that is not viable and that is not, that's fine. But in the end, if you want to get something done in managing a working group like that, it's the management aspects of it that is going to really be telling. And I was just looking for a way to see how we could maximize and optimize the management of the working group.
Nick?
Yeah.
Can I propose that this could be discussed furthermore in an email discussion for like 2 days or 3 days, and then we can move now with the two topics of the agenda that we have, as we are quite ahead of the time?
We cannot get Fatimata back, who was one of the two interim chairs. She's in a remote location. I certainly see the interim chair of this group as a hot seat, which I shouldn't sit in, incidentally. Since I'm a staff person, because of the technical issues with translation of three languages, Carlton or one of the other members on the English channel, perhaps you could take over for the remainder of this conference call.
If people are overly concerned, I will play a placeholder role, but you must, as a working group, come to a resolution of this, as Desi suggested, hopefully offline and certainly in short order. How long were you planning on having for this meeting, 60 minutes or 90 minutes?
It was set for 60 minutes, which is about to expire.
Okay. Well, then the first order of business would then be to ask this working group's delegates and representatives if they wish to cease at the advertised time, which will be in some 4 minutes, or if they wish to move for a 10-minute extension.
I move for a 10-minute extension.
Thank you. If that's the case, with the group's indulgence, I will happily roll you on for the next 10 minutes and move you to the next very important, when she can actually get back and find the agenda. Matter on the agenda, item one now is being moved to an offline discussion, and those of you who have the Adobe Connect Room open will notice a very frank and interesting set of possibilities there. The very important matter, number two, is what background material and additional briefings are needed to start working on a statement. I'm seeing Christian's hand up. Please go ahead, Christian.
Hello. And also comment from Nairobi from French Channel when ready.
Okay, next in line, Christian and French Channel. Perhaps while Christian is ready, or perhaps the intention is to take the hand back down, could the French Channel go ahead?
No, and I just, like I said before, you know, if anything, we spent so much time already in this subject, you know, if anything, we should just hold a discussion online we should at least take the time to discuss online in regards to this issue, so we don't take all the time for this meeting, because at this point we've taken all the time for this meeting and we haven't dealt with any of the issues that had to do with this meeting.
Thank you. That is so noted. And please note that we have moved on to item number 2, what background documents are required to assist this working group in getting progress going on a statement. Opening discussion on item number 2 of your agenda.
If I may provide some information on that subject.
Please go ahead, Nick.
Please.
this working group obviously has a very broad subject. Fortunately, the at-large community has made many comments which incorporated elements related to the community's participation. And we are compiling together for you all of the elements that we can find from previous statements, grouped where possible, related comments together, with footnotes to indicate the source of the text, as perhaps a starting point for you all as you try and draft a statement, so that you can at least see what has come before. Of course, there is no obligation to adopt a position simply because it has previously been stated. This is simply so that you can perhaps find some inspiration in some of the comments about participation and the role of at-large that has been stated before. In the same vein, we are linking documents that are related more generally to the participation of everyone in ICANN to the documents page of this working group, in hopes that may provide inspiration. And of course, if there are any other materials that the staff can prepare, we are happy to do so. But so that everyone has this in mind, this working group has large numbers of participants that, as you know, require translation and interpretation. So the preparation of a draft statement for you all to work on of necessity must be translated into Spanish and French. And this will require some time. In order for us to get a draft statement translated for you before the Mexico City meeting opens, we would need to have a statement draft in English by the 13th of February, which I understand does not leave much time.
Any questions or suggestions or changes that this working group is going to be requesting of staff, or are we happy to accept what Nick has said and the very tight timelines, which puts a fairly heavy requirement on you as a working group to come up with at least a draft statement in a short period of time?
I do agree with what Nick said. This is from Hawa.
Thank you, Hawa.
I agree with Nick. It's going to take some heavy lifting.
Indeed. Are you...
Just a question from the French channel. Now, is it possible to change the time at some other point for this teleconference? Because I do see that there aren't that many participants as it is. That's from Nairobi.
Yes, it is up to the working group itself to use time management and time selection tools that it wishes to do. This one has been put together, I believe, by using the Doodle tool. You may continue to use that, or you may establish a better time amongst yourselves. I would suggest that in the 7 minutes we have left in this meeting, perhaps it is an activity that is done either on list in the working group space, either Wiki or the Adobe room, or that you ask someone to own the role of putting up a doodle very soon in the process. It is certainly, just to repeat what Shiva from Asia Pacific is saying, very useful that we can use the Adobe room for each of the working groups at any time, which of course does allow us to have a more 24-hour a day updating of it. Any further conversation on item 2 of the agenda, what background material and additional briefings are needed to start working on the statement? Spanish channel? French channel?
1 second, please. And nothing from the French channel.
Thank you very much. With your indulgence, then, I would like to propose that your group move to the item 3 on your agenda. How will the first draft statement be developed, and when will it be published? Who would like to speak to that matter?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Carlton. You might note that I am, as a English speaker, at least attempting to put French and Spanish language into the Adobe room using simple translation tools. My apologies for any
error. No, I see it. I see it, and that's a good thing.
Okay. Go ahead, Carlton. On item agenda item 3, how will we be preparing this, and when will the statement be released?
Well, to my mind, the draft statement, there are a couple of documents that need to be referred in developing the draft statement, and it will require some tabletop conversations to come up with the final one. I guess the chair and the co-chair of the rapporteur will probably be instrumental in doing this. But my own thinking is that perhaps what we should do is to look at the draft documents, which kind of the documents that kind of lay out the at-large remit in ICANN and ICANN's remit with respect to the internet, and then see if we can come to a common understanding of what it means in context of end users, and probably use that to frame the issue. And then you might take from the working group members issues of disconnect or dissatisfaction with the framework as is generally understood. That would be my recommendation to approach.
Thank you, Carlton. Anyone else wish to speak or expand or counter-propose what Carlton has presented? Spanish channel? French channel?
Yes, and I'd like to say something.
Go ahead.
How do you think that we can actually start this first statement? Is there a place where we can start posting things? how is it that we actually begin this statement?
Thank you. That is obviously something that the working group itself can discuss and establish. The tools you have available are provided by At Large, and the ICANN staff include the list, the email list, which is to purpose for each working group. It includes the Adobe Connect Room, which you can have a full and frank discussion in whatever languages you wish to use in. And it includes, of course, the teleconference calls and any information on the wiki. You are all able to post and edit real text into a wiki page. Therefore, you are not limited to simply comments. I hope that helps, but I would propose that that is something that, again, in the short time that you have left, you might wish to take off online, I should say, into perhaps your email chat channel. Carlton, do you wish to expand any more on your particular proposal?
No, not really.
If there's any other speakers, if they can make themselves known, either in the Adobe room.
Could you repeat that again, please?
You wish Carlton to repeat his proposal?
No, the last statement that you made.
The last statement was me calling for any working group participant who wished to speak on this matter of deadlines.
I have a question. Let's say, for example, we want to start adding then, for example, comments in regards to this initial statement. Would it be the staff that would start, let's say, drafting and summarizing a lot of these initial comments, or would we need the actual secretary chosen for this group to start taking care of that? How would that work?
It would be, as it is in all working groups, luckily I can answer this question, on behalf of staff, it is up to the working groups to have their secretariat and rapporteuring roles worked out and established. Those of you, and this is a very complicated language-wise working group, in this working group may choose perhaps to use the wiki and social text tool, perhaps so the individual working group members can also contribute directly to the development on such drafts, but it is a working group activity, not a staff on behalf of working group activity to do the drafting. Nick, in the final part of this call, is there anything else that you on behalf of the staff wish to bring forward?
No, I would just say I'm presently making a page linked to the document page of the wiki, which has three links in it to three different languages where people can put ideas in their language for subjects that they think should be covered, even if it's just a bullet point or a short sentence.
That is excellent, and I think goes a long way to answering some of the questions that have been raised in the last few minutes. I note we, by my clock, are 2 minutes over the extended period of time. I think it is a huge impost on volunteers to ask you to extend further. I would therefore encourage you all to use the tools you have to establish your leadership and to start your drafting as early as possible. Please be assured that I and the rest of the ALAC are ready to assist you, the at-large structure representatives and RALO representatives in this group, as we are in each of the working groups, to meet your aims. One of the outcomes we would love to see is less a technical debate on the remit of ICANN and its place and space in the world of domain names and numbering, and also not so much a discussion and rehash although you do need an understanding of the bylaws, mandates and remits of at large the RALOs and the ALSs, but rather more practical and realistic ways forward on how we can assure that it is the voice of the internet end user, the individuals that each of your ALSs represent, that is heard and engaged in a timely and well-informed manner in all of the processes that ICANN asks at large, its at large structures, its general RALO structures, and its ALAC to be involved with. At that point, is there anyone else? Antonio, did you wish to speak to what you were typing from the French, from the English channel? That's a question for to Antonio. Do you wish to speak to anything? If not, thank you all. I do trust that at the next call,
I have a question,
we'll have an elected chair, and that they will be able to stay connected. Bye for all, and I do hope you don't mind me sticking my nose in and hoping to get you going.
Yeah, this is Sergio. I have a question, though.
Yes, certainly, Sergio. Go ahead. Anyone else?
Siga, sí. My question is the following. If today was the deadline for presenting this document, I would like to know how many documents were presented for the debate and discussion in group number one.
Sorry, I'm not able to understand what you meant. Nick, can you...
Let me ask the question again. What I said is that today was the deadline for the presentation of text or drafts that we should propose to discuss in group number one. My question is, how many of these documents or how many of these drafts were presented, or how many groups or persons submitted this text?
Let me see that I understand your question properly, Sergio. Are you asking how many of the other working groups have put their drafts in as of the deadline date, or are you referring to the of your own group?
No, I'm talking about this group. We were supposed to submit some drafts, and my question is, you know, we presented one, but I don't know whether some others presented other drafts. I don't know if you understand me now.
Ah, okay. So you're saying your at-large structure or your RALO has put forward a draft. I'm unfamiliar with where that might be listed, of course. Nick, can you help us? Has anyone else put forward drafts by the date? Nick?
Sorry, I was muted.
I'm a paper
yes, we have received the document that he has put forward. It's in Spanish. We are getting it translated, but we don't yet have it translated. But there is no other document that we have received other than that one.
Yeah, Sergio, the answer is none other than the one you have personally been involved with. Any further questions on that matter? If not, it falls to me to, on behalf of the interim chairs, thank you all very much for the time and energy you've put into today's meeting. And as the sticky beaking, lurking ALAC chair, I look forward to watching with great interest the work of this very, very important working group. So thank you all.
And
good evening.
Thank you,
I'm sorry, when is the other meeting, you guys know, for this
working
group?
You'll have to work that out on a doodle, in whatever way you as working group members wish to. Perhaps your new leadership team, and I would like to think of it as a leadership team rather than a set of substrated roles, will no doubt make that their first point of business. Thank you all.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Left.
Carlton, Samuels.
Left. Left.
Nick.
Left. Left.
Jesse.
Left.
A Deagle operator.
Left.
Eagle.
Left. Left.